This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The nonprofit Environmental Working Group has identified PFAS in water systems in western states that it says exceed health advisory levels. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Jenny Kinsey.
The forever chemicals were found in dozens of public and private water sources. Urban runoff and military bases have helped to drive a surge in contamination in recent years in water sources in Colorado, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, and parts of Nevada and Wyoming. And in New Mexico, at least 15 water systems, including areas in and around Albuquerque, showed elevated levels. Other hotspots, according to the working group, include areas near Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and points along the Colorado River Upper Basin. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau.
A prominent anti-violence activist was found guilty of murder yesterday, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Prosecutors said that Lumumba Sarah Sr. left a peace rally in 2024, drove to a family water park in Commerce City, and shot Malcolm Watson to death. Prosecutors said that Sayers believed Watson was responsible for his son's murder a year earlier. Jurors found Sayers guilty of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. Sayers founded an anti-violence, anti-gang nonprofit in Denver, and he was paid hundreds of thousands in tax dollars to work with at-risk youth. A CPR News investigation found that Sayers attempted to seal his prior criminal record to obtain government grants. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Real estate giant REMAX is leaving Colorado after more than 50 years based in Denver. The company says it's being acquired by Real Brokerage, a Miami brokerage focused on using tech to sell real estate. The combined business will be based in Miami. REMAX says it will still have significant operations in the Denver area. This is CPR News in KRCC.